listening to WDRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. And this is Mickey Humbo.
It's Mocha Gumbo.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Are you all right? You want horse tranquilizers?
Yeah, Mickey Humbo.
I don't know about you. And by the way, you are Humbo? James, in case you forgot.
Oh no, I am on the wrong show.
Oh, so that's James.
Okay, well, see ya.
And I'm Kevin. And this is Mocha Gumbo. And currently, I can't hear a damn thing. In my headphones.
Whoa.
Should I cool with the D word?
Yeah.
Let me see what's going on here, because you were complaining about levels and now I got nothing.
I think I sound all right, but then again, I think I always sound great.
Can you hear anything?
Yeah. Oh, I'm fine. See, it's funny because we used to have the problem where I couldn't hear anything and you could, which was fine.
Uh-huh.
Because you're the man behind the board, but now it's I who has the power of sound.
Right. And I told you I sort of do a visual check. I don't do like the technical. There are technical ways that I should be looking at our levels, but I sort of just feel my way around.
Yeah, it's fair.
With
audio. I'm used to feeling my way around.
So I'm going to go ahead and tinker around. Oh, there we go.
So the weather is real bad. And autumn hasn't been very nice to us. I don't know. It is autumn right now, right? Or at least the equinox or the epicenter or the apex of the solar rise, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. So sorry, I've been a little distracted.
No, that's fine. You left me alone, and you saw how I floundered, right?
Yeah. Well, and now you know how I feel when you're 5 minutes late to the show. That only happened once, and it was the most terrifying. You don't realize how much.
Minutes is a long time when you're by yourself.
Yeah, I don't. We talked about this. Like, how do you?
What?
Don't
what
give
that?
Me esoteric.
I'm not giving you anything. Only thing I'm giving you is good company.
And that's important because I don't. I'm impressed by. I don't know what does it take to be able to how do you go about talking to yourself like a solo DJ on air? I really don't know.
I have no idea.
I know a majority of people actually just play music and do like very brief intro and outro.
Mm.
But I just can't do
like
it.
If I see on our radio list it's like solo show, there's one person and then it's talk, I'm like, wow, that's props to you. I could never do that.
And I think the way a lot of people do it is, unlike us, because we're complete mess, they have
topics beforehand. Yeah,
yeah. Which I think we may have tried it once.
I think we might have briefly talked about things before we started the show. Mm. You know, while the other person was, or while the prior act was here, but
right,
I don't think we've ever scheduled an actual itinerary.
Which, I think,
is the charm of our...
No. Well, sure.
Oh, come on. It's...
But
I love the scatterbrain type of commentary we have.
And I don't mind it either, but I would like to try once to have, you know, just a list of... I was watching Norm Macdonald. You ever see Norm Macdonald's podcast?
No, but I know of it.
It's not PG. It's hard. It's like... halfway between, all cheap. he's just a brilliant guy. His delivery is hysterical. No matter what he says, it's just funny.
Mm.
But he does what really for about 20 minutes, and it doesn't get stale. I've watched it probably 10 different episodes. He just takes cue cards with different jokes on them and hands them around to different comedians. You know, he'll have Steve Martin there, and
we have nothing. On
yeah.
Nothing,
no. Yeah. Do you have...
I think I'm on the other one.
You're not on either.
Am I not?
Yeah. So
I'm pretty sure I am.
Dead air in the background.
Ooh. Well,
see, I can't hear anything.
What does this plug go into?
All right. I'm going to have to steal your headphones, by the way, because this is unbearable.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because otherwise there's gonna be dead air.
This.
Like, if I don't have headphones... That might have just cycled through Gimme Shelter about 20 times, and then we would have listened back to it, and it would have been nothing.
Yeah, that would have not been ideal.
And, you know, once we go to break, I'll be able to fix these headphones. But for now, just so the quality of our show doesn't go completely down to zero, I'm going to go ahead. And also, now I'm hearing that my...
Oh yeah, you're swishing along. The swishy jackets are just. As long as you're not wearing the tracksuit pants, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, it sounds like I've just been rubbing two pieces of satin together this entire time. I'm very sorry.
That's pretty much
what
they
are. This is really obnoxious, so I'll be taking this off.
Whoa.
Ambient noise.
Kevin, do you not wear a shirt under your coat? That's disgusting.
No, I just.
Come on.
I just go, there we go.
Has it been silent the entire time, by the way?
I have no idea. Well, that was sort of your department, seeing as how you had ears and I didn't.
I didn't hear anything, but now you do have it, right?
No. There we go, I gotcha.
There we go.
Welcome back.
Lovely.
It's not Mocha Gumbo without the... Oh, okay. All right, I'm getting in my groove again. I don't know how you do it without those headphones.
It's hard.
If I can't hear myself, if I don't have the positive feedback of my own beautiful voice telling me to keep going, I can't
okay,
do it.
All right.
Now, that's rough.
I'm stuck in sound limbo, but we should get off of this.
Yeah.
If we were to make an itinerary, right?
Okay.
So I feel like, just based on the themes we constantly talk about,
communism.
Marxism.
Yeah. Marxism specifically.
And then we've got planes shouldn't exist.
Yeah.
I was talking to someone earlier, actually, as a quick aside. Planes are actually set up to fail constantly, right? While you're in the air. I learned it from engineers. But they just have a lot of fail checks. So basically, like, one part of the plane is supposed to fail at a certain time. But once it's supposed to fail, there's a check in place that prevents it from failing, but then that makes something else fail. And it's a constant series of just checks and like balances almost, right? Until you land. That's what I've heard. I don't know if that's true or not.
The entire game of flying is actually, as my intuition told me, cheating God and science
for three or four hours. You pray. Well, for me, it's going to be 14 hours.
Where are you
going? When I go to Japan.
Oh, right. Oh, that's well, it's there's no layovers?
No.
It's one straight. Oh.
It is a straight shot.
I could not do
it's
that.
It's going to be.
That's terrible.
It's going to be super gross. And I really just don't. That's the only thing that was keeping me to. Like, it was making me hesitant about going, right? Because that's a really arduous journey.
Oh, sure.
And,
I couldn't even do Cancun. I did.
How long is that?
Down 4 Xanax and chug a bottle of wine to go to Cancun. It was like a 4-hour flight.
That just sounds like a normal Friday night for you.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I was just in the air while it happened to be a Friday night. But I didn't. No, I couldn't do that. And it's not that.
Am I good, by the way, real quick?
Your levels?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hey.
Yeah, perfect. yeah, that was just. We were just blind for about 5 minutes there. That was horrible.
Oof. Yeah.
But it's not that I don't, like, obviously I trust, you know, my parents are like, how could you be scared? You know, it's a plane. It's clearly, there's thousands of flights a day.
Mm.
You would be an extreme outlier if you were the one that crashed.
I know, but that still happens. It's a thing.
Right. So it's not like I'm going, I didn't make the rational calculus to be like, wow, yeah, I don't trust planes. It's like, clearly I actually do trust planes. I just can't do the, once I'm in the air, it's just that animal instinct. And as soon as I'm off terra firma,
you just get a knot, right?
It's horrible. No. I just immediately just... just excavate everything in my lower intestines.
It goes down. It goes.
I don't know if it's the force of gravity or nerves, but
I completely understand.
That's why I don't eat, you know, Johnny Rockets or Cinnabon before I take off.
You should never eat Cinnabon ever.
Yeah,
Cinnabon is gross.
I was actually listening to Louis' thing on Cinnabon. Yeah,
that's definitely not PG.
As far as airplane takeoff food, funny thing is my brother is, as we've talked about many times, he's a chef.
Okay.
So you'd expect from him a little more snobbery.
Mm.
This came up a Bacon Fest, which was this weekend, which was fantastic, by the way. If you didn't go this weekend, definitely go next year. The first time there, just incredible.
Did you get anything?
I got a... I went a little crazy. I got some.
You didn't get the bacon, did you?
No, I got some bacon vanilla fudge.
Ooh.
No, yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah.
I always go for the pulled pork. Actually, I had
You had the pork belly,
yeah, I was
belly
talking to you
too,
about
yeah.
that. Pulled pork belly sandwich. I saw you
pork
and
Drew. Pork belly's delicious.
And there were these, like, you know, the loaded bacon diabetes fries.
And it took you about, at least for me, it took me about an hour to traverse the whole thing to yeah. begin with. And then I had to go and do the rounds again.
To pick out what you wanted to eat.
Oh,
right?
Looking at everything, I was just getting hypertension. Every time I inhaled, I like gained 4 pounds.
There were a lot of interesting smells at that convention.
Yeah, you could practically smell it on the hill too. Like I was walking down and just because of so much cooking.
Oh yeah,
in such
you
a
could definitely
area.
Smell it on campus mm-hmm. at some point. It was funny. There was a guy in the crowd and he's like, oh, I gotta finish my bacon beer so I can get some bacon beer over there.
Like, yeah, it's like the typical like if if there was a caricature of like American festivals. It would be,
this is it, yeah.
yeah, it would just be the, I saw two older gentlemen, both with goatees, white goatees, wearing camo sweatshirts.
Oh, whoa.
That said Harley Davidson on it with a flagon of bacon ale each and then like a bacon cheeseburger, you know, and surrounded by like the bacon king and queen. I don't know if you caught that.
Yeah,
but I'm looking at it and I'm just like, how could you say, how could the Pennsylvanian demographic say make America great again when it's this good? I mean, it's just, how does it get any better than that?
This is exactly what other countries think we are.
Right.
It's the epitome of European view on what America is, right?
Uh-huh.
Or I guess non-American view on what America is.
Speaking of ethno, I don't know, some prefix ethno word.
Ethnographic.
Centrism.
Graphical. Tenacian. Yeah, that one.
That one. Danny was in
Big Fig.
Was in New York this weekend. I'm not going to disclose any of what you know. He did with his pals, but
whoa.
One of the things was they had a list of tasks and they were going around and he was telling me that, you know, there were like two Swedish women like observing them doing push-ups in the middle of Times Square and just like screaming like at the top of their lungs.
Mm.
And I'm wondering, they had a number of things that were just like the worst things they had to do, you know? It was just like, you know, just a complete indulgence, like publicly, just pure shame.
Yeah, just absolute humiliation. Yeah.
And they were doing it in front of like a crowd of like tourists. And I'm wondering if at that particular, like people coming to New York for the first time, you know, the legendary city of opportunity, just Ellis Island, just like the shining city on a hill. And they go to Times Square and they just see 8 frat guys just
these
getting
boys,
drilled and just covered in just beer or whatever, and they're just looking at it like, that's not this is not a man. They
exactly
just leave.
What I thought.
Yeah,
it would
this
be,
is America.
Honestly.
Yeah, that was a little anecdote. But what was I going on? What was I actually? Well,
I wanted to off of planes. I wanted to talk about fears. I thought fears are pretty cool.
Oh, well, hold on, because I was talking about. The
Bacon Fest.
Well, you would expect back to planes, and we'll get back to your.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We usually don't backtrack. This is interesting.
My brother is a chef, and you would expect from a chef, and this is like most of his friends, his whole circle, his whole inner circle, is, you know, they're all chefs. They're all. You would expect them to be snobs, and yet the food they go for is like when we're. We're like the airport, like airport food court, which is just, they just take mop water and make it into a milkshake.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Just the worst stuff.
Just like rocks instead of burgers.
It's just awful. And that's like his, you know, he loves that.
Really? I would not have expected that.
It's funny because you would expect, he's always, you know, eating this high-end food and he actually gets tired of it real quick. You know, it's not as fun.
I wish I had that problem.
Yeah, it was a great problem to have. It's like the epitome of first world problem, though, because he'll talk to us about, you know, we'll go out to like Ruth's Chris or something, and you know, I'll be ordering a 12-ounce filet mignon, and he'll be like, "Excuse me,
I'm sorry, my what's playing right now in the background?"
Certainly on Coffee Table Jazz.
Should be. I'm pretty sure it's Riptide by Vance Joy.
It is Riptide.
Yeah. Sorry. I accidentally had my folk playlist queued up before we started the show, so I have to clear that later.
Alright. Yeah, I was wondering why you were failing miserably in the background music department.
Oh, I was actually wondering why you just threw me to the wolves and...
And didn't tell you.
Yeah, now that I couldn't hear that it was Riptide because, you know, I'm deaf with these headphones that you've delegated to me. Yeah,
so I guess me hearing stuff doesn't really help the production quality whatsoever.
Yeah, it would seem.
But he... what was I going to say?
Airborne
yeah,
food,
it's just
brother.
It's just crazy that you would... I ordered a filet mignon. He's like, oh, I can't do filet mignon. I'm like... Shut up. No. Anyone who's annoying to me talks like that.
People
from Phoenix are Phoenician. Yeah. He's like, I don't do filet mignon. I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, you don't do, like, that's a chore. Just pissed me off.
Yeah, I got you.
What were you saying about, yeah,
Fears. So the irrational fear, right? I'm afraid of planes because I don't want to die in them, right?
Well, yeah.
But how often do you die in planes? Oh. You die in planes once.
Yeah, I know you only die. You die a maximum of one time in a plane.
But how often do people die in planes, right? It's a one in some several million billion chance. I would assume so. Wait. I'm hearing jazz undertones now.
Yep, you got jazz now.
No, I mean, like, I couldn't hear anything before.
Oh, good. Well.
All right, well, we can fix the levels later. In any case, so it's the same... thing where I'm afraid of being out at night, right? Or sometimes, like, so if I'm by myself at night, I don't want to get axe murdered, right? But I mean, that's
very
like
specific.
Yeah, it's
I don't think people get axe murdered anymore.
Exactly. So I'm afraid of being axe like murdered, 80s. But people I'm pretty sure no one's 80s. Been axe murdered in 25 years.
Yeah,
right? But it was an 80s happened.
Trend, right?
I don't know. But you know what I mean, right? So we have the irrational fear of the dark, the fear of the unknown, et cetera, et cetera.
That's not
but, like, yeah. I think it is irrational.
The fear of the unknown is an irrational
fear. Well, let me refer. Yeah, so we fear the dark because we fear the unknown, right?
Sure.
At least I would think so. No one's actually afraid of the dark.
Well, we fear the dark because, I mean, it just...
Everyone's afraid of what's in the dark, right?
Well,
that's always how I've spun it.
Yeah, well, you'd be afraid of the dark because it's a chance for predators to...
Yeah, that's just our...
I'm no
lizard brain. That's the lizard part of our brain.
Right.
Which is like, you know.
It's also the part that controls my obsession with The Office.
You're obsessed with The Office?
The Office is bad it's humor. Like, that's what I was implying.
I was about to say, thank you. Oh!
Okay. I'm not a... don't get me wrong. I do like The Office. No, I like The Office. But the thing is, I'm tired of the women and men who are looking for their gym. Or looking for their pants. No, you're not.
No one in my social circle.
No way you're looking for.
Yeah, no one in any of my social circles.
A 27-year-old secretary, art student, with red hair. It's just, I mean, like if you.
Everyone
if,
are. No,
not,
no.
All right, not the Kardashian.
Ooh, watch
the red button.
Yeah.
Did we? I don't know what I just did.
Wait, what did you do?
I don't know what that means. It says. PDM is in bypass, but it looks like it's been on for 9 hours.
All right.
Hopefully, that doesn't mean anything serious. But people aren't. You're not. One, you're not. And two, I'm just tired of like. Anytime anything quirky hits like the general marketplace, like I feel like Wes
and Morty.
Rick and Morty. What? No.
We had this discussion last week.
But I mean, quirky in like a quirky romance or like a quirky character. They become like the obsession for like 2 years and then they're done. Wes Anderson was like the OG, I think.
Yeah,
in that regard, and it was like Woody Allen.
You know, in a similar vein, you know the phrase. Keep calm and carry on, right?
Is a British thing.
I forget what that was actually supposed to symbolize, but it's just been so grossly extrapolated to so many different
things.
It's
kind of disgusting that I think it was originally like a war.
It was, I believe it was.
Like war propaganda, war motive. And now it's just like something that, you know, like...
People put on their laptops.
They're on their laptops and wear on, like, really gaudy, bold t-shirts on spring break. It's like, you know...
Yeah.
It's complete, like, it completely
like,
lost its power.
Keep calm and hit that bong.
Oh,
right?
Nice. Sick, dude. Sick. That was awesome.
It rhymed.
That was a great... That was awesome.
Scheme.
That was weird.
Schema.
That made me uncomfortable. I liked it, but I didn't like it.
Motif. Literature.
Motif. Ah.
Yeah.
I use that word a lot, and I'm still half sure of what it means.
I never learned what the majority of literary devices are. I understand the idea behind most of them, but if you were to give me like a few literary devices and ask me to explain or ask me to choose which each of them are from a list, I'd be like, well, I don't know. I'm just looking to read a book. You know?
Right. Yeah. There was always those kids in grade school.
The AP lit. Who,
come on, I was that kid.
Well, but, I know you're still that kid.
Yeah, but there was the people, and I was the snob who liked to, you know, pretend that I knew things by extrapolating incredibly dense and intricate, but completely nonsense theories about different books.
Oh,
and
I then did that with Lord of the Flies. Actually, that was a fun book to do that with.
And my best friend in the whole world. Was like he was the guy who was like there would be a blue tapestry on the wall in the study, and he'd be like, I'd be like, oh, you know, I think the blue tapestry represents, you know, the neoliberal turn during it. And he'd be like, why isn't it just a blue tapestry? And, you know, all those kids who are like, can't the blue wall just be a blue wall? And I'm like, shut up. It's like this is all I have. Don't be don't
this
ruin
is what keeps
this.
Me going.
All right, we're coming up to 22 minutes, and we are about ready for some music.
Alrighty.
Courtesy of James. I might throw one in there.
We're going to be doing a lot
for the sake of crossfading.
We're going to be doing a lot of folk today. So let's... Well, that Fire in the Flood by Vance Joy comes on in the background because I still haven't cleared my cue. Let's check out... this is going to be...
You're going to give me the name, by the way.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma by
Wild Child.
By Wild Child. This is Oklahoma by Wild Child. This is Mocha Gummo, and you are still listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. We will be back in 5 or 10 minutes. Enjoy the music. Hopefully it'll lift you up on this incredibly dreary November
day.
Yeah,
it's gross. It's been progressively grosser. So.
Yeah, so enjoy the music as a reprieve, and we will be back soon.
Right. have time on our side. And if we fall, then let us stay. I want my heart to keep its shape.
I remember way back, used to play catch before I played rap. worry in the world, no stress. Got no test, life was recess, I swear it's good. Chilling with my brothers, we was in school straight, working for the summer. When it gets here, we gon' be alright. Sleeping in late, staying up all night. Cause that's classic, kicking back with all the same guys that I used to go to class with. And when the bell rings and school's out, we gon' throw down right now, who's house? Wouldn't change a thing for all the crazy things we did. Cause we was just kids. And I miss those days used to lie. Summertime fly by so fast. I'm dreaming, thinking, stuck in the past. But now I'm moving on and it's hard. There'll always be a place in my heart for all the times that we had. It's last summer. It's last summer. It's last summer. Candy balls and lemonade stains. A little sunburn that it turned to tan. Pretty young thing, can I hold your hand? You know I'm always looking for that some romance. Like, man, I remember late night texting, making conversation, sneaking through your basement, tippy-toeing to your room. I thought I finally made it to your daddy busting in and found that both of us was naked. Like, ooh, this time flies by. Now and then I close my eyes and I'm still that child running around in the house. Couple years older, but I got the same smile. Looking back now, I wouldn't change a thing for all the crazy things we did. Cause we was just kids. And I miss those days used to lie. Summertime fly by so fast. I'm dreaming, thinking, stuck in the past. But now I'm moving on and it's hard. There'll always be a place in my heart for all the times that we had. But it's last summer. Where has the time gone, baby? Why don't you come save me from this crazy life? Cause it's hard to find peace of mind when we live like it. Like it. Know that I made. I miss those days used to lie. Summertime fly by so fast. I'm dreaming, thinking, stuck in the past. But now I'm moving on and it's hard. There'll always be a place in my heart for all the times that we had. But it's last summer. It's last summer. Last summer. It's last summer. It's last summer.
Welcome back. You are still listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania, and this is Mocha Gumbo, and I'm still Kevin.
And I'm still deaf.
Excuse me?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
James, by the way. Pleased to meet you.
I failed to remedy James's lack of ears.
It's fine. You failed me quite a few times already.
But it's not like you need them anyway, because you don't really contribute anything.
Whoa.
You just speak, and I have to listen.
I could leave you here. I could strand you right now, and you would flounder.
Oh, I don't mean the conversation. I mean technically.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, this is awkward now.
Because I'm...
Because that was just really
you're
mean.
You're not wrong. So we left off with the Motel Brothers. That's the last song you heard.
When your chair is oriented like that, I can hear myself.
What?
Or, I think it would be on top of the microphone or the headphone cord.
No, it's the connection to the input is just
spotty.
Like,
all right, that's fine. We're good.
So the last song was Last Summer by the Motel Brothers, and I really enjoyed that.
Yeah. But Wild Child was also pretty good. Wild Child, definitely, if you're a fan of folk, check that out. I've been listening to a lot of folk recently, and we had this conversation a bit before we started the show, but I, much like you, get into kind of seasonal moods when I listen to music.
Right.
And autumn is definitely like a slow alternative rock, like
sure,
folk,
mm-hmm,
like a very, for lack of a better word, like low key.
I like indie, anything like acoustic guitar, I think goes really well with the fall vibe.
That's fair.
Drearier days, it's like, but you know, folk makes use of both piano and acoustic. So
yeah,
on days like this, some nice soft piano is good. But just like a nice fall day, I just like, you know, upbeat folk with the, you know, just anything more natural. I don't know
why.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Summer lends itself to, like, for me, just like, you know, anything techno-y or extremely artificial.
Mm.
Or
like bubbly, like, oh wow, yeah, pop, yeah.
Yeah, it's just all Owl City 24/7.
And then in the winter, I just listen to Gregory and Cryer, like a lot.
Mm-hmm. Gregory's not a winter guy for me, really. He's fall, winter.
That transitional period where it's like, oh, do I wear 5 layers or 6?
Yeah, you know it's, I mean? Also, now it's, do I wear 7 layers or none?
Yeah, that's what's the worst about this weather is that it's freezing, but it's also, so the main problem I have with just temperature in general is I can be bundled up because it's 20 degrees outside, right? And then I get in my classroom and it's 2000 degrees. So you have to dress in layers accordingly, even just to take them off for class. Right?
It's crazy that you even have to do that. Well, for class is fine, but in Pennsylvania, just dressing in layers just seems weird.
Yeah.
Because it's very temperate. I mean, it's pretty constant, you know? It's like winter is winter, spring is spring. Not
garbage.
Now. Yeah. it's been like, okay. I'm sure the admissions is thrilled that they got 4 extra weeks of summer, because the campus looked like a summer campus into October.
Actually, it was very weird. It was really nice. The not today, obviously, because the sun isn't out, but the other day I was just talking to one of my friends, and it was beautiful. It was really just, the quad looked great. It actually might have been Julian.
I hate that kid. It's the worst.
I was just like, look at the autumn leaves, the crisp oranges and golds, and you know, it's just such a nice welcome change to the scenery.
Mm-hmm. I agree. The other band, Juice, the song was Gold.
Oh, that,
song
was, that Gold. Was the band name.
That, yeah.
I thought that was a song name.
No, but they were actually here on Saturday, and really great band. I usually don't throw my suggestions at people. I don't really, I mean, I'm very
Sans Gregory.
I will, I
protest.
He
is a God
for,
king. He was given to us by God, and that's all you need to know.
Absolutely. He's just a blend of everyone I love. He's got the Bruce Springsteen influence, and he's just got that global feel. He's been born in South Africa. He's just got a lot going on. But these people also, they have almost eclectic sounds I've ever heard.
Yeah,
it's just they mix, and this was weird because the first song I heard, it started with a synth, so I'm thinking, all right, you know, they're gonna be
one of those, yeah,
just experimental, but they're gonna be a synth band. And then I hear a fiddle, a banjo, acoustic, like a ska drum, you know, it's just all that, and it worked together. It wasn't like they were trying to be unique. It's like someone heard that sound and was like, all right, we got to make this happen. But I like it a lot, so definitely check them out.
In terms of like music in general, I find myself as I'm progressing more in my music tastes, right, I really just appreciate brass instruments so much more.
Sure.
I don't know what it is, like, that's the reason I like ska a bit, or that I like ska at all, is because of the, like, you have those, for lack of a better phrase, ska horns, right? Uh-huh. And they're just, like, very upbeat, pumpy, and I really like rap music, or, like, hip-hop,
this
R&B.
This is the rap music.
That, yeah, a bit. But, like, rap, R&B, hip-hop that utilize, like, kind of low, like, jazzy horns, you know what I mean? That's, I really just, the incorporation of brass into a lot of different genres where you wouldn't think they would work out has been really interesting to me. And
I feel like the more you like brass, though, the closer you are to either death or just settling down. Because I know, I don't know, I feel like all the people I know that dig, like, the big brass bands or jazz are never listening to it, you know, while they're pre-gaming for their big night out. They're listening to it while playing dominoes in their, on their,
oh,
on
yeah,
their,
that's
in
fair.
The foyer.
I mean, Julian and I, along with a few other people, did spend our Saturday night playing Catchphrase for...
Yeah, I know, and apparently it was an exclusive party, because I didn't merit an invitation, even though that's my favorite game in the world.
It wasn't even... It was so much less of any kind of event. It was, all right, well, none of us want to drink, because we're underage, and we can't drink.
Right, of course.
So why don't we just, have a quiet night in, right?
Quiet night with the boys, yeah.
Quiet night with the boys, and one of the boys' girlfriends. So that was a good time, but... Catchphrase is a lot more intense than I had remembered.
Yeah, no, I've lost wives and friends to that game. It's even worse than it's actually okay for the first 20 seconds of any round, and then people start, you know, garroting each other with chicken wire and bashing glasses and you know, just shanking each other.
The game ended in someone's really intense throat slit. It was just it was a whole was we had to get a new carpet and everything was awful.
Oh, you gotta fetch a rug. Fetch a rug.
An Archer reference?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but the game's great. It was funny because we were playing on several different apps based on, like, the criteria of the question, or the content of the questions, or words, rather, we were looking for, right? And it's interesting the different timers they use, because one of them was, like, they all get progressively quicker, you know, as the time runs out.
Right.
But one of them would go, like, and it would stop. Like, oh, okay, wow, it's over. But one of them was like, it's just like strobe sounds
really
almost,
try to
and
get your heart
it really is the urgency. And I think I like that one a lot more, just because like you know it's down to the wire, whereas the other one's like, oh well, it's over.
Speaking of games that really don't lend themselves to, you know, a fun family night in
Scrabble.
No, Scrabble's a civilized
My
game.
My father always wins at Scrabble.
Well, that's another thing. Certain games are just predestined. You know how it's going to turn out, so you're not necessarily disappointed.
Yeah.
But I have, on several occasions, and I'm not, you know, yeah, board games only come out in, like, dire straits, you know?
Mm.
But on several occasions, Monopoly has, you know, materialized on the coffee table. And everyone looks at each other in sort of tacit silent agreement, like, we're going to be here for 5 hours, and someone's going to bleed out.
I have never played Monopoly with any friend group.
Yeah, well, you, of course, because you still have... Are you still friends with those people?
I don't know. I'd rather mess around with a Ouija board than I would a Monopoly board, honestly.
Yeah, the Monopoly board will incur more demon spirits than a
Ouija board
will.
Yeah.
I played, the last time I played it, and I resolved, I feel like every time you play Monopoly, you resolve after that game to never play it again.
Yeah.
It was a 5-hour game.
How many divorces
were
there?
And I was, there were three. I met three women and divorced three between the start and the end. And I was, you know, I was out. I was personally done. Mm. It was the sickest form of torture I've ever witnessed. I had a Monopoly, and I had about $30 to my name.
Which avenue?
It was the yellow ones, I think.
Ooh, Minnesota and Eldham, yeah.
Do you know them by heart?
I mean, I know roughly. Like, that's the three on the... If this is Go, it's the 3rd Street.
Yeah.
Closer to the Reds and Oranges, yeah.
So, I had that, and I had about $20 to my name. It sounds like I'm telling my origin story, like how I got here.
Pulled up by your bootstraps. Yeah.
I had $20 to my name, and I was just skirting death. I was courting death the entire time, but they wouldn't let me die. Like, I would hit, like, a property, I would have to spend, like, $19 on rent, I'd have a dollar left, I'd pass Go, I'd lose 75 of it.
Oh, so it's just like a little lifeline.
I was circling the board the entire rest of the game, and I was, not to be dramatic either, I was just losing it. Mm. I was in fetal position by hour three.
Yeah, you were just in financial limbo.
Yeah, and there was no, so I wasn't enjoying anything, but I had to pay attention to this game, even though I had no prospects of winning.
Yeah.
It was kind of a good, good allegory for capitalism in general.
Oh, are we getting back to this?
I was gonna cue the Russian national anthem.
Oh, that would have been hilarious. But, everything always comes back to Marx for us.
Yeah, that's because he's the solution. That's why he's the solution to everything. Labor all of our woes and problems.
All we need to do is unite and seize the means of production.
Yeah, we do.
If you're listening at home, please seize the means of production if you can.
Yeah. If you got time.
Yeah, just like
I don't know if that's how revolution
works. Free Friday afternoon.
If you've got time between dropping your kids off at soccer and picking up the rotisserie chicken, go ahead and overthrow the bourgeoisie.
If you have time between going to the supermarket to pick up dinner fixings and Pilates.
Yeah. feel free to destroy capitalism. It's like the two most capitalist things in the world.
To abolish
I'm going to go pick up my rotisserie chicken from ShopRite and go to Pilates, but between I'm going to read the German ideology and his 1844 manuscript.
It's not that bad, honestly.
I'm actually a little oversaturated with Marx right now because I've taken that political philosophy class, got to write a paper.
Fair.
It's not my deal. At this point, I mean, we could throw another song in there. We're coming up to 47 minutes. We got
10 minutes
coming
left.
Up to the top of the hour. We got, by the time you throw anything on, eight minutes.
We'll do a song and then word of the day and we can sign off.
Yeah, let's do it. what is going to be our song though?
Let's go. Everything today is from my Discover Weekly, by the way. We're going to do.
Gotta love it.
Milk and Honey by Jessa Ray.
Milk and Honey by Jessa Ray.
Yep.
All right. Sounds good. I'm going to have to do some research, actually, because this might be the guy that played in my middle school when I was in seventh grade.
Specific.
And he was incredibly unpopular, and I think we might have actually all booed him off stage. But I'm going to do some research, and this might be the guy. This is going to be a really weird coincidence if you're about to play that guy, because I thought he was a nobody. So we're going to find out. But this is Milk
and
Honey.
He was on my Discover Weekly. So.
By Jessa Ray. Enjoy. We'll be back in just a few moments to sign you out. Stay tuned.
Set me free, and I was lost, but now I'm
are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. And this is still Mocha, still Gumbo, still James.
Still Kevin.
Wow. You leaned in there, and that's the only thing I heard in the last 10 minutes.
Really funny, incredible quinky dink. So before we left, James threw on a song from his Discover Weekly that was just sort of, you know, I mean, the odds of you throwing on that particular song at this particular moment with me on air, like just in general, are incredibly slim. But the artist he played was an artist that I distinctly remember him giving a presentation giving us a concert in middle school in my small town of Hazlitt, New Jersey.
Ooh.
Hazlitt Middle School when I was in 7th grade, so that's 9 or so years ago. And he was, nobody liked him. You know, there was, he was younger then, he had a high-pitched voice, and we just didn't like his music. And we kind of got a little, you know, sort of got rowdy. And
yeah,
I just listened to him, he sounded amazing. And that's Jezere. That's the guy I thought in a million years he would never make it. And he's got a million hits on his top song on Spotify, and the rest are floating around there, 700,000, 800,000. So that was just the most bizarre thing. It's one of those, it's sort of like if you run into a homeless guy, you know, the first time you're in New York and he asks you for money, and then, you know, you sort of shove him aside and get out of here. And then you come back to New York 10 years later and he's in Trump Tower. A bizarre feeling.
It's also like a small world kind of thing, because I have a lot of those kind of coincidences at campus. Like, I'll meet someone who I know through someone else who's a friend of my friend, right?
Right.
But this is off the charts. Like, this is an unprecedented level of small world. It's
very, very strange.
That's so funny.
It brought me back to, it's weird how such a little sliver of when I was 12, like just a little part of my 12-year-old experience is now just came out of nowhere, you know? Just a little bit of a memory. Very funny, though. And he's great. Keep listening to him. I'm probably going to go home and throw him on, because he sounded pretty good.
The rest of his stuff is just terrible.
Yeah, it's all his 15-year-old music career. All right, so it is 4:59. We are coming up to the top of the hour, so it's about time for us to sign off.
Ooh, real quick. How about we just say the word of the day and then sign off?
All right, the word of the day.
Because we usually don't discuss the word of the day anyway, but it's always
the word of the day is esemplastic. Hopefully that I'm saying that correctly.
Esemplastic.
Yep, esemplastic. Shaping or having the power to shape disparate things into a unified whole.
Right. Well, it's a good thing we didn't have that word today.
Yes, because I would have no idea. But this has been Mocha Gumbo. Tune in next week, Monday, 4 to 5. We should be here, correct? Yes.
Yes.
I'm just trying to remember my dates. Next week, Monday, 4 to 5. And every week thereafter until December 9th, which is when we'll be signing off.
3 weeks.
So we only got about 3 or 4 weeks left of Mocha and Gumbo. But this has been Mocha Gumbo, and you are still listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I was Kevin.
And I'm still James, I think.
Have a beautiful day.